talk about going back-to-back, setting the bar high again?
Yeah, I think there's probably nine teams this time of the season where they're thinking they can win the championship. And obviously, if we can do that, it means we've gone back-to-back, which would be amazing. So it's always hard to win one, but even harder to go back-to-back. But I think the playing roster we've put together is capable of doing it. It just doesn't mean it's going to be easy.
How do you feel everyone's gelled together through probably a small sample size so far, but how's it coming together?
Yeah, so far so good. You know, Majuk's loving being back in Perth. He's a Clarkson boy. You know, Dario's bought into the system already. And then even someone like Poz, who we brought in as a development player, the energy, the enthusiasm is contagious. And that's something that, you know, the older guys, myself in particular, thrive off on a day-to-day basis.
What's important, I guess, preparing for game one that's only 3 weeks away? What's important right now over these next 3 weeks?
Look, there's a core group of guys that know the offences and defences like the back of their hand, but it's making sure everyone else buys into it so that by the time we roll the ball out on October 5th, we don't look like a team that's playing together for the first time. We look like a team that's been together for 2 or 3 years. That's been a strength of ours, is the chemistry, more importantly the buy-in, and then also an understanding of the little things that go a long way on the court, like the cliche 1%ers. But right now it's just getting down pat, our style of play, which starts with getting just defensive stops and then getting out and running. And we've got some strengths there. If we can kick the ball ahead to Bryce or Tarico, go and set some screens, let those guys do their thing, then we'll look pretty good.
And Nick Kaye as well over with the Boomers. He's not here with training with you guys, but how's it going to go when he comes back? No worries.
Start again.
Sorry. Nick Kaye obviously over with the Boomers, not training here with you guys, but how's he going to go, I guess, coming back and fitting into the team?
Oh, Nick's probably got one of the highest basketball IQs of any guy I've ever played alongside, so he's going to have no problem going from staying in game shape, obviously over at the World Cup where he's doing an amazing job, to then slotting right in when he flies in and meets us in Tasmania. So the guys are over the moon. We can't wait for training to be done today. We'll go home and we'll all watch the games and be fully supportive of Nick. What he's done so far has been incredible. Mitch Norton misses him dearly. That's his guy. But yeah, can't wait to see the Australians hopefully win today and then go on to win the gold medal. And Nick's been a huge part of that.
Damo, can you tell us about Nick's work rate for the casual Boomers fans who might not have seen much of him? He's fit in real seamlessly with this group. What's he like, and how has he been able to work so hard and gel into this team?
A good example of Nick is, I know right now that the guys that aren't playing 10 to 15 minutes, they have to go and work out on their days off. And Nick's playing more than that, and he put his hand up and he still showed up to work out on his day off, even though it's a strenuous campaign. He's just a person that loves to get better, and he's got high goals for himself, and if he doesn't achieve those, he's his harshest critic. So he's just going to continue to get better, and we've got him for another 2 years minimum. So the best of Nick Kaye is yet to come. I can't wait for him to rejoin the group, but in the meantime, I'm enjoying him watching him wear the green and gold. But he's done an amazing job. All the focus has been on Paddy, Deli, Joe, Bainesy, Bogan, and rightfully so, they've been amazing. But Nick's been, you know, that sixth man off the bench, plays his role to a T, understands it, embraces it, and yeah, I'm biased, but I think he's done a great job.
You were obviously there for that Spain game in 2016. Is there unfinished business for today?
Yeah, it popped up today. The NBL released some of the, well, I won't call them highlights, but I quickly flicked past it. Still haven't watched a replay of the game, never will, and I dare say a few of the guys that were there in Rio are feeling the same way, so I can't wait for them to get out there, smash them, redeem themselves and win a medal, and it'd be no sweeter than to do it against Spain.
Can you tell us about Rhys Vaig and his development? Is this going to be a breakout year for him?
Yeah, I think so. He played in the New Zealand League in the off-season. He's come back in better shape than he's ever been. And it's similar to a Nick Kaye. As soon as team training is done, they've still got another 30 minutes of individual practice. They just love trying to push themselves to the limit to get the utmost out of their ability. And, you know, we saw snippets of it last season, but this pre-season's been amazing. You know, 20-plus points against Adelaide, the way he's shooting the ball, the way he's backing himself. It's amazing what confidence can do combined with skill, and he's in that nice little area right now where he's had a bit of experience in the NBL. He's backing himself and he's got the skill to boot.
How much difference has there been in terms of the coaching staff changes and Matty Nielsen, 40's gone? How's everything shaping up there?
Yeah, obviously Adam and Nelly were really popular guys, really popular coaches, and they've moved elsewhere. But like when players either retire or go to another team, you know, you don't like to see it happen, but then you quickly move on to the next people that suit up and wear a Wildcats jersey, or polo in this case. So the guys they brought in, you know, Jacob obviously got moved to second assistant coach. They brought back Paul, who was already very popular for the guys that were here when he was with the Wildcats a few years ago. So it's been great so far. And then Trigg's been around the group for a number of years. So it's not that we brought in new faces, we just gave them different roles. And so far, so good. But those other guys will definitely be missed.
Thanks, Damo. know you guys focus on yourselves, but do you keep half an eye on what the other clubs are doing, particularly Melbourne, Sydney? They look stacked once again. How have you assessed the competition?
Yeah, I feel for the last 5 years in particular, every pre-season I say the NBL's gotten better, it's gotten stronger. And this year's no different, you know, whether it's guys moving from within clubs, you know, like a Trimble moving down from Cairns to Melbourne, Long from New Zealand over to Melbourne, some teams in particular have gone out there and recruited really well. But then the next generation, some of the stars we've brought over, you know, we've potentially got three NBA top 20 picks that'll play in the NBL next season, then declare for the NBA draft, and I dare say get picked up. So there's a lot to be excited about. I'm a basketball fan first and foremost, so I love when there's a new news, and then I think, oh, hang on, I've got to guard that guy. So I'm excited for the season to start. Like every other year, it's going to be tough to win games, let alone win the whole championship. But on paper, there's a lot of very good teams.